Jamie, in your tenure with Illinois Issues, you've seen a lot of changes with how it operates and even what platform it operates on.
Yeah, when I started with Illinois Issues, I was actually the public affairs reporting intern for Illinois Issues, and I was very excited to end up with Illinois Issues. It's what I was hoping for, and then I got to come back to be in the State House, and then after a while in the State House, I moved over to be the editor and came out here to the university. We, of course, merged with what was WUIS at the time, now NPR Illinois. We started producing radio segments and stories to go along with our written feature stories. And we moved to a digital-only format, which was tough for us. It was hard to let go of that print magazine. But we have been glad to see that a lot of folks are reading us online, and our stories often have more readership online than we had subscribers to that print magazine. So looking back, you know, I think it was probably the right move, but there are always folks that are going to miss having that physical print magazine in their hands.
Do you think there's still room for the long, in-depth stories that that Illinois Issues is known for?
I do. And, you know, when we transitioned over to the NPR Illinois website, that was part of the merger. And in doing that, we got a lot better ability to track how many people are reading our stories. And we found out that there is a lot of appetite for those long form stories that focus on Illinois. We really didn't know to what degree folks would be interested in reading them online. And it turns out, I'm glad to say, that there is a lot of interest in reading these long form stories. And I think that as we see newspapers, you know, cutting back over the last few years and maybe continuing to, they aren't doing as much of that in-depth kind of deep dive stories as frequently. And it's sometimes just the larger papers, like the Tribune, of course, is still doing great work like that and other entities throughout the state. But it's just less frequent. Smaller papers can't necessarily afford the time or the money that it takes to do that kind of reporting. And so I think Illinois Issues continues to fill a niche there that is very needed and that it seems people really want.
And in your tenure covering the state capitol, you've certainly seen quite a bit happen, a lot of history happen. You came in right when Rob Blagojevich was being impeached and removed from office and right up through Bruce Raunard these days.
My PAR class, we kind of joke that we probably had at least the most interesting internship in quite a while because we started right after the national economy collapsed and right at the time that Rod Blagojevich was on the brink of being impeached. And after he was removed from office, we saw a lot happen in those few years after. A lot of that, I think, was some pent up issues that had not been dealt with because the legislature just wasn't working well with Rod Blagojevich. And so there was a lot of things to get to. We saw changes to pension benefits for new workers. We saw same-sex marriage legalized. We saw the death penalty outlawed. We saw medical marijuana happen. And it's interesting, you know, going back and looking at all the stuff I kind of checked, all of those things happened with bipartisan support. I think folks think about how things are going right now in Illinois government and think things are very divided. Most of the big policy changes that happened while I was following the State House were bipartisan, maybe not broadly, but they at least had one or two votes from Republicans.
Jamie, we do wish you well in your next endeavor. You've done a great job with Illinois Issues and been a great co-worker, and we're going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss everyone here as well. And one of the things I'm most thankful for from my time working in the State House and here at Illinois Issues is working with the great reporters and staff here at NPR Illinois and also alongside the State House Press Corps folks. Working here and there, I've met some of the most curious and creative and also just helpful people. So I feel very lucky to have experienced all of that.